Continuing now with a manual for teachers of this Course in Miracles. What are the levels of teaching? The teachers of God have no set teaching level. Each teaching learning situation involves a different relationship at the beginning, although the ultimate goal is always the same: to make of the relationship a holy relationship in which both can look upon the Son of God as sinless. There is no one from whom a teacher of God cannot learn, so there is no one whom he cannot teach. Listen, however, from a practical point of view, he cannot meet everyone, nor can everyone find him. Therefore, the plan includes very specific contacts to be made for each teacher of God. You listen with me. There are no accidents in salvation. Those who are to meet will meet because together they have the potential for a holy relationship. They are ready for each other. Listen. The simplest level of teaching appears to be quite superficial, doesn't it? It may consist of what seems to be a very casual encounter, a chance meeting of two apparent strangers, perhaps in an elevator, a child who was not looking where he was going, running into an adult by chance, two students happening to walk home together. Listen, these are not chance encounters. Each of them has the potential for becoming a teaching learning situation. Perhaps the seeming strangers in the elevator will smile to one another. Perhaps the adult will not scold the child for bumping into him. Perhaps the students will become friends. Even at the level of the most casual encounter, it is possible for two people to lose sight of separate interests, if only for a moment. That moment will be enough, because salvation has come. Listen, it is difficult to understand that levels of teaching the universal course is a concept as meaningless in reality as it is in time. Why? The illusion of one permits the illusion of the other. In time, the teachers of God seem to begin to change his mind about the world with a single decision, and then learns more and more about the new direction as he teaches it. We have covered the illusions of time already, but the illusion of levels of teaching seems to be something different. Look, perhaps the best way to demonstrate that these levels cannot exist is simply to say that any level of the teaching learning situation is part of God's plan for atonement. And his plan can have no levels, being a reflection of his will. Salvation is always ready and always there. God's teachers work at different levels, but the result is always the same. Look, each learning situation is maximal. The sense that each person involves will learn the most that he can from the other person at this time. In this sense, and in this sense only, we can speak of levels of teaching. Using the term in this way, the second level of teaching is a more sustained relationship in which, for a time, two separate people enter into a fairly intense teaching-learning situation and then may even appear to separate. As with the first level, these meetings are not accidental, nor is what appears to be the end of the relationship a real end. Again, each one has learned the most that he can at this time. Listen, yet all who meet will someday meet again, for it is the destiny of all relationships to become holy. God is not mistaken in his Son. glad you're still here. We're going to continue to practice on a very intense basis, perhaps, the recognition that we are destined to meet. The very particular ideas of quantum teaching and the idea of consciousness association in time indicate that within space-time ideas, we are objectively constructing ourselves in ideas of how we want to view ourselves within time. This will be a teaching of the universal mind for just a moment, if you'll let me. We seem to be trapped in ideas of space-time location, in which the reflection of the ideas of our mind in regard, say, to that location of you, you want to look with me, are different than that perspective of that idea of you. Now, if that is true, the relationship by which I enter in to my willingness to accept you within that perspective, that I am going to teach myself a new way to look at myself within this, what we call the teacher's manual, the manual for teacher of a course, may appear at that moment to be different than this relationship over there. And within the sense that it's different in your own mind, it is different. The idea that you would view within your own perspective of yourself, look with me, the possibility that contained deep within you, perhaps, is a revelatory idea of the power of light that has been distilled or reflected within your own mind to give you back a different procedure of what you want to see within your identity of yourself, operating, obviously, at the speed of light or the reflection of ideas about yourself in particulars of space-time location, so that it would appear to you that the operation of your mind is different, perhaps, than the operation of some other procedure. In the idea of the science community, we begin to recognize the importance of a quantum experience. Thank you for that, in which we would perhaps make a fundamental admission that as we began to recognize each other, we began to share a common solution of the problem we wanted to find within the space-time location that we found ourselves. Listen carefully. My concern about you as an illuminate mind in regard to my certainty of the unreality of this world within the illusion of which you think you are is only done to increase the frequency of how you want to view yourself in this space-time location. Now, our teaching for today in the manual teacher says this: as we begin to recognize ourselves within what seems to be future associations of ourself, many of us have discovered to our amazement that actually it was always deep within our mind. Can you see this with me? We've discovered that the further back we go in our mind, in the idea of what we want to see within this situation, initially perhaps the more conflict we will feel in being disillusioned by our relationship with ourselves. My Savior Jesus Christ teaches emphatically the necessity that you forgive completely the idea of the pain that is being caused to you by the enemy, by your hatred, by all the things that go on in your mind. Very simply, because somewhere within the advent of the idea of teaching responsibility for self-recognition cannot not be the recognition of yourself. So, in that phase, you find disillusionment with yourself, and you begin to look around, perhaps there, oh, I know you a lot better than I knew him. Perhaps, but you look with me. My entire teaching is this world was over a long time ago. You're going to meet each other within a fabric of intent that increases your idea within the illusionary idea of yourself to share more illusionary ideas about your self-identity. Are you listening? In order to sustain within your own body form the idea that the separate illusion that you see in that body identity out there is somehow different than yours. Can you hear this? And the time lasted longer than it possibly could have if this world is already over. There's a little sentence that is in our course that minimizes the need for time, in which you could actually recognize a conversion of another body form. I'm going to read it to you. Listen. We're discovering a brand new place in space and time. Why? This Course in Miracles minimizes the need for time. In the longitudinal or horizontal plane, the recognition of the equality of members of the sonship appears to involve almost endless time. What happens? The miracle entails a sudden shift from horizontal to vertical perception. This introduces an interval from which the giver and the receiver both emerge further along in time than they would otherwise have been. The miracle thus has the unique property of abolishing time to the extent that it renders the interval of time it spans unnecessary. Look with me. There is no relationship between the time a miracle takes and the time that it covers. The miracle substitutes for learning that might have taken thousands of years. It does so by the underlying recognition of perfect equality of giver and receiver on which the miracle rests. The miracle shortens time by collapsing it, thus eliminating certain intervals within it. It does this, however, within the larger temporal sequence. Look, obviously, it does it within a larger sequence of time, because the larger sequence of time, that is, from outside the framework of the captivity of space-time in dark energy, could not from any observation of it, as you enter into a frame, let's use the term black hole, within the frame of the possibility of energy, that it could have lasted for more than just that moment. So that what occurred right there at that miracle time, remember we were speaking of meeting this association, okay, is the recognition that at any moment within our ideas of what we are in our association with ourself, we can decide that those that we are meeting, we will meet again, because we have already met them. And that by minimizing the distance of the necessity for me to defend myself as a body form, I'm going to speak just for a moment now, this course from the Savior of this world, Jesus Christ, is nothing but a revelatory reassociation of yourself in body form, in which you recognize other possibilities of revelatory association within your own mind. Now, well, you just recognize me within your own mind. What does this have to do with other body forms within matrix of dark light energy that want to remain persistent in their own idea of the containment of themselves within their body form? result of their own mind. All I've really shown you in this Course in Miracles, that you are going to get back within your own mind what you put out there. Now, the solution, or the idea that it's already passed away anyway, allow you to begin to release the necessity to defend yourself within the idea of space-time. You with me now? Undergo that unique experience and disappear. Because suddenly we see that standing next to us was the revelation that we really were looking for within the perspectives of our own mind, but had been, until this moment, unable to find. Thank you. That feeling of joy that you just felt in the idea of our self-identity, look with me, in our Course, absolutely nothing to do with your body formulation of reflection whatsoever. The search in the idea of the resurrection of the body form begins with the fundamental admission that you are responsible for what you have been seeing and have been choosing the result that you want. All you've really learned in this teacher's manual is the certainty that self-responsibility cannot not include the entirety of how you want to view yourself, both within the idea of space-time and the idea through the collapse of it into this dark energy of association, you suddenly realize that you have disappeared into a bright idea of light and are comfortable here. So this is our teacher's manual. You have been recognized as a teacher. You have been given and accepted within your own mind the idea that it's possible for you to have a revelatory experience. There's a very basic admission that you have attempted it and failed. All of your attempts to identify yourself within space-time are the need for you to retain within your own mind the idea of the possibility that the solution could be found. Oh, now you've gone off and you've left me alone. No, dear one, everything is in your own mind. No one has gone off and left you. They are a memory in your own mind in which you believe you have been deserted by the prospects of your own evidence of an inability to forgive instantly within your own mind the idea that somebody was going to desert you, somebody was going to cause you loneliness. Huh? Oh, now suddenly, that association that I had here in space-time, same with me, somewhere within space-time, within his own direction, is now at a variant containment of time, in a conception of itself, in the ideas of a hologram of energy in which you and I suddenly begin to participate. Now I'm going to teach directly to you for just a moment in the idea that there's a whole universe out there waiting for you. Since there's nothing outside of your mind, the power of decision to decide that this is the time when the application will be yours to make has already been made. And in that regard, you have nothing to say about it at all. Yet is that moment contained entirely in the idea that you underwent an illuminate experience within your own mind in which you recognize the total unreality of the world in regard to the certainty that you were the cause of this world within the ideas of your own containment. And it's very beautifully expressed in this teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles, where you have been directing your attention that you wanted the solution, and all around you, you have appeared to fail. Listen with me. Within the concept of the entire power of universal mind, there's obviously no such thing as failure. How could there be failure if there's one entire source of reality? That is not to say that you cannot appear to fail within association of time, very simply because you have set up memories within your own mind of what you want to see in future relationship, and therefore are condemned to the ideas of beginnings, participation, and endings in death. Yet we have learned in the particulars of our own mind that life is eternal. We have learned in the particulars of our own mind that there's no such thing as dark energy form that prevent us from seeing the illumination that just happened within our own mind. Listen just to a few sentences. We increase this frequency of the idea that you're hearing this within the teacher's manual. Each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. And so you die each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and present, which is not a gap at all. Such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again, a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived because it's over. And all of time's but the mad idea that what is over is still here and now. Do this with me. Forgive the past. Let it go. It's gone. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. There is no hindrance to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again a journey that was over a long time ago. Look gently on your brother and behold the world in which perception of your hate has been transformed into a world of love. Thank you. What an exciting prospect. Are we beginning to recognize each other conceptually within new space-time relationships? Without regard to what appears to be a universe that's 16,000 million years old, or 6,000 years old, or ideas that I just recognized you within that frame, that in my certainty of the conversion of my mind from the idea that I had been within this space-time association, I recognized the inherent power of my mind. As you have just recognized the power of your mind as inherent in you, even though it seemed to be contained within space-time, that the energy of your dark form of potential is being converted, ready, by you and I recognizing our love for each other. God is but love, says my Savior Jesus Christ, and therefore so am I. And I intend to love you with the evidence of the increase of the frequency of my certainty that this world that I had held to within my own mind cannot solve my problem. I have admitted I'm in an impossible situation, and I'm determined not to attempt longer to objectify myself in the ideas that I want to remain within this time frame. What happened? I was illuminated at that instant. We we recognized each other in this frame of this manual for teachers, and we disappeared and are gone. And just for a moment, I've come back now to help you increase your own frequency. We'll be back in just a moment for that last 27 and a half minutes in which we'll recognize that this world was over a long time ago. If God is the power with which we think, God goes with us wherever we go. And we can say together, God, bless us in that idea, each and every one. Listen, from our teacher's manual. Yes, but how is healing accomplished? Healing involves an understanding of what the illusion of sickness is for. Healing is impossible without this. Healing is accomplished the instant the sufferer no longer sees any value in pain. Who would choose suffering unless he thought it brought him something? It's something of value to him. He must think it's a small price to pay for something of greater worth. For sickness is an election. Once more, sickness is an election, a decision. It is the choice of weakness in the mistaken conviction that it's strength. When this occurs, real strength is seen as threat and health as danger. Sickness is a method conceived in madness for placing God's Son on his Father's throne. God is seen as outside, fierce and powerful, eager to keep all power for himself. Only by his death can he be conquered by his Son. You listen. And what is this insane conviction does healing stand for? It symbolizes the defeat of God's Son and the triumph of his Father over him. It represents the ultimate defiance in a direct form which the Son of God is forced to recognize. It stands for all that he would hide from himself to protect this little life. Why? If he is healed, he is responsible for his thoughts. And if he is responsible for his thoughts, he will be killed to prove to him how weak and pitiful he is. But if he chooses death himself, his weakness is his strength. Now has he given himself what God would give to him, and thus entirely usurped the throne of his Creator. And am I ever happy that you've decided within your own concept of yourself to entertain a most basic concept in this teaching, you listen, of the Passion of the Christ. Can you hear this with me? All of you now have seen the Passion of the Christ in the idea that you are hell-bent. You better listen to me. On retaining the idea of the necessity for crucifixion within your own mind. And in that definition of yourself, you are empowered within space-time in an idea of the possibility of your own termination. I'm representing to you the Savior of this world, Jesus of Nazareth. And at this point, I would strongly recommend to you that you make a very fundamental admission that the resurrection has occurred. I have no concern about your vernacular of association of what constitutes time in the concept of yourself, in evidence of what you presume to be you, very simply because somewhere on this journey within space-time, you are recognizing and begin to see the futility of continuing to repeat over and over again. You're listening within your own mind. Self-crucifixion. Come on now, it's time for you to hear this. We've seen the devastation of the body. We've seen all the things that are happening within the illusion of ourself. We've admitted fundamentally that we are responsible for our own thinking within our own mind. We have recognized in the illumination and saviorship by revelation, in resurrection, the idea that the conflict that we felt in separating ourself from ourself was only the own pain that we were inflicting on ourselves in our determination to remain separate. In the Passion of the Christ, as we increase the intensity of forgiveness, literally the idea of how much I'm loving you at this moment, we feel a joy in the conversion of the energy idea of the formulation of the body form. We resurrect in a bright idea of ourself, and we disappear from this arrangement. I'm going to take just a few moments, if you'll share them with me in this manual for teacher, to offer you my certainty. Listen to me. You are now conceptually within your own mind, employing every device at your objective disposal to guarantee your own death, to guarantee your own termination, to guarantee that you're going to use this reflection of light that I am giving you from this teacher's manual of the Savior of this world, an idea that this teacher's manual has now been taken by you somewhere within a fabric of a continuum of time, and you intend to employ it in the single idea that if anywhere in the universe, look with me, you can find anyone who is going to offer anything close to the faculty of the power of mind that I am offering you from my own certainty that this world is over, you will begin to employ the direction of your mind that will take what had previously been your intent to live out that long cycle of time. Can you hear this with me? Within your own idea about yourself and completely alter it so you don't have to have that experience of 20 years or 30 or 40 or 1,000 or 10,000. At any moment, that light factoring is available to you. Can you hear it? And can actually be practiced by you. Thank you for that bright realization. I'm known as a master teacher of A Course in Miracles. There are no particulars where you will escape the idea that you have now watched this video or this association of time, because you have. No. Whatever else you do in time, whether it be 1,000 years from now or 1,000 years ago, the time will come and did We're in that revelation of your own mind. That light that's now surrounding you became so bright that you recognize in that instant that it was a dream. And that for that moment, we had been sharing that dream together in the idea that there was a force of energy light association that was not confined to this idea of dark form in which you believe that you need suffer within that body formulation from this idea that you are actually occupied with yourself and have now begun to see in this teacher of manual of teachers the totality of the idea, but the responsibility for healing the sick and raising the dead with a simple recognition that you were responsible for this world. You can hear it? And that the salvation of this world depends on you. Now, this is about the new recognition of yourself. Listen, healing must occur in exact proportion to which the valuelessness of sickness is recognized. One need but say, there is no gain at all to me in this, and he is healed. But to say this, one first must recognize certain facts. First, it is obvious that decisions are of the mind, not of the body. If sickness is but a faulty problem-solving approach, it is a decision. And if it is a decision, it is the mind and not the body that makes it. The resistance to recognizing this is enormous because the existence of the world as you perceive it depends on the body being the decision maker. Terms like instinct, reflexes, and the like represent attempts to endow the body with non-mental motivations. Can you hear this? Actually, such terms merely state or describe the problem. They do not answer the problem because they are not where the problem lies. The acceptance of sickness as a decision of the mind for a purpose for which it would use the body is the basis of healing. And this is so for healing in all forms. Look with me now. A patient decides that this is so and he recovers. If he decides against recovery, he will not be healed. Who is the physician? Only the mind of the patient himself. The outcome is what he decided that he is. Special agents seem to be ministering to him, yet they but give form to his own choice. He chooses them in order to bring tangible forms to his desires. And it is this that they do, and nothing else. They're not actually needed at all. The patient could merely rise up without their aid and say, I have no use for this. And there is no form of sickness that would not be cured at once. Because there is no form of sickness that you did not just share with me. And the idea of the power of your mind to decide not to be who you thought you were has been accomplished. And at that moment you are whole and healed and perfect. And this new aggregation of time that we're enjoying so much in this teacher of this Course in Miracles are going to represent to us recognition of the healing process. And I'm a good representation of it, in the reformulation of my body within an illusion of continuing conversion, I suddenly have decided that I don't want to suffer anymore. Now, I had to accept fundamentally responsibility for the power of my mind to decide the outcome that I wanted. But since I have admitted reasonably that each time I have decided any factor that I wanted to organize in the retention of my sickness is always over and gone, if I didn't hold on to the idea of the necessity for a remedy within my own body formulation, it would be accomplished. And here are 3 minutes in which you are going to be whole and perfect as you were created. Very simply by asking for it. Heavenly Father, I need help in the decisions that I have made about myself. And while I have found momentarily relief within the fabrics of the application of ideas within my own mind, I continue to suffer from the irresolution of determining who I am within this time frame, and I need the power of your mind. I'm using now the power of our Course in Miracles through Jesus as an application that you are appearing with me in my need to be well within my own mind, with no regard to my body at all, with no regard to this formulation in space-time that appeared to bind me to a repetition of coming around again to exactly the same place I was in, having another death experience, and ending up once again in the conflict of my own mind. And I have learned how healing is accomplished, and it has become reasonable within my own mind that there must be a power in the universe that will sustain me momentarily without regard to my past or future associations. And in that moment, I will be healed and whole. You listen, that place is in your mind, and it's available to you right now. The tiny instant that you would keep and make eternal passed away in heaven too soon for anyone to notice it had come. What disappeared too quickly to affect the simple knowledge of the Son of God can hardly still be there for you to choose to be your teacher. Only in the past, an ancient past, too short to make a world in answer to creation, did this world appear to rise. So very long ago, for such a tiny interval of time, that not one note in heaven's song was missed. Look, yet in each unforgiving act or thought, in every judgment, and in all belief in sin in your mind, is that one instant still called back, as if it could be made again in time. You keep an ancient memory before your eyes, and he who lives in memories alone is unaware of where he is. So, that time, thank you, in which you suddenly discovered a moment of here and now, and you were completely healed. Because the power of your mind to make that decision could alter in any space-time ideas about yourself whole references of how long you intended to live within that fabric. Are you hearing this with me? The matrix idea of a hologram of self-identity can have innumerable possible result within your own mind. Shall I tell you what? All of space-time is actually going on right here and now. Within the multiple ideas of what you call continuums of time, Everything is possible, both in the past and in the future, because everything is happening both in the past and in the future. There is a replication of dimensional associations of time in which we are living to verify the idea that in that moment, somehow, we believed that this life was going to be represented by the dark energy of light that contained us. You're going to hear this with me now as a teacher of this manual. That decision can be made by you, but it needs a reinforcement in the fundamental idea that you want to travel to the stars, that you somehow want to escape the idea that you're trapped in this body form, that you're no longer happy about the outcome that you're getting. What is that? It's a shift in your mind. It's a momentary re-identity of another vision of association. What's going on simultaneous with this? And I saw you see it. This is crucial now to your teaching if you intend to represent yourself as a Course in Miracles teacher. My concern is not about this world. My concern is about you and how we can share together that moment of the shift of the healing power of our mind without regard to how objectified this world is in its determination to hold us within the idea of the crucifixion. No, this is a healing going on in the power of your mind. Listen. I have no use for this. And there's no form of sickness that would not be cured at once. What is the single requisite for this shift in perception? It is simply this: the recognition that sickness is of the mind and has nothing to do with the body. What does this recognition cause? It caused the whole world you see, for the world will never again appear to rule the mind. For with this recognition is responsibility placed where it belongs, and it belongs in your mind, not with the world, but on him who looks on the world and sees it as it is not. He looks on what he chooses to see, no more and no less. The world does nothing to him. He only thought it did. Nor does he do anything to the world because he was mistaken about what it is. Herein is release from guilt and sickness both, for they are the same thing. Yet to accept this release, the insignificance of the body must be an acceptable idea because it's true. Look, this idea is pain forever gone. But with this idea goes also the confusion about creation. Does not this follow of necessity? You place cause and effect in their true sequence in one respect, and the learning will generalize and transform the world. The transfer value of one true idea has no end or limit. Look, the final outcome of this lesson is the remembrance of God. What do guilt and sickness and pain and disaster and all suffering mean now? Having no purpose, they're gone. And with them also go all the effects they seem to cause. Cause and effect but replicate creation. Seen in their proper perspective, without distortion and without fear, they reestablish heaven for all of us. They reestablish heaven for all of us. Most of you now, in this last segment of time, have shortened time so directly, undergone experiences, and have left this continuum of time. I want to express to you my joy that you've been willing to return momentarily in this idea of this teacher's manual of our course in order to assume a role of teaching. Again, I'm very grateful to you as a teacher of the course, of the involvement of your own mastership, which is the declaration of the acceptance of power of your mind. Can you hear me? To heal the sick and raise the dead as the causation of this world. And we will experience together that moment of love in this awakening from the dream that we thought we were going to have to continue to suffer for a very long time. This is the instant when that revelation of the resurrection of your body occurred, and you're gone. Thank you for coming back just for that moment. Will you help me with it? All around you now, they're beginning to recognize each other in other frames of time that have no regard to concepts whatsoever. Simply increase in energy association of light in the surety that we come from this single source of love. Because God is going with us within our minds everywhere we go. Because God is the mind in which we are thinking together. And we intend to repeat once and for all to each other. God, bless us as teachers of the manual of this Course in Miracles. Bless us, everyone. And it was to you that I was speaking. Welcome home.